Coach, with an up-and-down regular season now in the books, one in which this team was essentially in every game, what are a few things this team can draw on from that experience?
Well, you know, we've gotten a lot of experience at learning what we've done wrong, and we've made some progress in those areas. And I think the big thing we have to point to is closing games out. I would say 4, 5, 6 of our losses as we enter the last 5, 7 minutes of a game, we are in the lead and we're not able to close it out. And Rhode Island on Saturday was the classic example.
What was the message after that game? Was it any different since things had ended in Rhode Island than the previous losses of that nature?
Well, the Rhode Island and Dayton game were very similar from the standpoint of us having an opportunity to win in regulation. In the Rhode Island game, we came out in overtime very aggressive, which we had not done in Dayton. It was almost a woe-is-me kind of mentality, losing that lead against Dayton. Rhode Island, we came out very aggressive, and I said that was not something necessarily that got us the victory, but at least it was a step forward, and if we take these little steps forward, eventually it's going to come our way.
Now you get LaSalle here in Pittsburgh today to open things up in the A-10 championship. You took on the Explorers at their place earlier this season. I know that one lingered with you for a little while after. What do you remember about that game?
Well, a challenging matchup, and they frustrated us because they spread the court out and they attacked us with the dribble from 4 different positions and sometimes 5. They have very skilled players at each spot, and they're able to put 2 guys in here who can score in the paint as well. But when they spread us out, then they drove us. They just shot too many unopposed layups, and they shot, I think, 60% from the floor. So it was a very debilitating loss from the standpoint of completely decimated our defense.
What are some keys, Coach, for this game this afternoon?
Well, first of all, we have to have some sort of ball pressure. We cannot let them be in control. There has to be enough pressure on the ball where they can't get free driving lanes and free passing lanes. Then we have to be in a position to help. And then we have to be in a position to finish. So guarding, helping, and finishing, and positioning yourself as a team of 5 defenders has to be pivotal tonight.
And finally, Coach, mentally for this team, is this another reset button moment?
You can look at it from that standpoint. That's what we have really tried to get across to our players. But confidence is always very fragile, especially at this point of the year. Once a glass has broken, it's difficult to put those pieces back together. We have tried, we have worked, we have been receptive to it. Every player on the roster has been. We have to add to that, other than just the conversation, other than just the meetings, other than just the film clips, other than just practice. We have to add to it on the court by getting confidence and earning that in the performance today.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you, Jared.